to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. And Moses, we know that the life of Moses, right? The life of Moses was divided into three segments. And the first 40 years, he spent his life in a prestigious place where pharaohs live, right? And then the second, because of his hot-tempered attitude, he killed the Egyptian. So he ran away and he spent the last second, the second 40 years of his life at the back of the desert with his father-in-law Jethro, and he learned how to wait. And then in the last 40 years of his life, he spent his life in the wilderness, right? When he delivered the children of Israel, he spent his life 40 years in the desert, wandering. And this morning, I just want to read a verse in Philippians. Did I say Philippians? Philippians chapter 3. Are you there? And we're going to start reading on verse 7. Chapter 3, verse 7. And I'm reading on the NIV. And it says, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider lost for the sake of Christ. What is more, I considered everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish. I consider them garbage. That I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. Just to remind you, Paul is talking, right? The Apostle Paul. Verse 9, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. Verse 10, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing his suffering, becoming like him in his death. And so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together and giving us this scripture that we're going to look and see what we can find and apply it in our own life. And Holy Spirit, we pray that you will be with us, Lord, and do not allow anything that is from the flesh, from Pastor Ed, Lord, get into this message, Lord God. And Father, we thank you. Thank you for bringing us this morning in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The message that I'm going to share this morning is, I want to warn you that this is something that maybe you haven't heard this message. Maybe you heard this message, but the title of my message this morning. Last week, remember, God is out there to kill Moses, right? But this morning, the title of my message is, how to kill yourself. How to kill yourself. And this is not for people that are weak in their knees, okay? And because the scripture that we read Apostle Paul tells us here, the passage that really know the Lord Christ, there must be first death. Before we can really know Christ. I'm not saying know Christ in our intellect. I mean, knowing really Christ is that there's death that will come in first. The same thing as we learn on Moses, God in Exodus chapter, and what's that? Chapter 6, verse 4, is that God, after God took Moses, after God showed Moses the burning bush and gave him to a message or a command or a mission to deliver the children of Israel, before Moses did the work that God has him to do, he met Moses and is about to kill him. Remember? The reason why God wants to kill him, because Moses did not circumcise his son. Because in the law, Moses, who wrote the law? Moses, the first five book, he wrote the law. And he wrote the law, and then his son was not circumcised. So God says, you know what? Before you do the work that I want you to do, you have to obey what I have instructed you to do. Right? Is to circumcise every male in the tribe of the Hebrews. So when God is about to kill Moses, the mother or the wife, Zipporah, cut the flesh of his son and threw it in the feet of Moses. And that's why he was spared. He was able to go to the work that God wants him to do. So what does it do to us, that message? What did it do to us now that we are here in this New Testament, in this side of the cross? That means there's something that we need to kill ourselves too. But Paul is not talking about physical, but spiritual killing. Amen? That before we can do something, what God wants us to do, we have to kill first. Kill ourselves spiritually. Don't go home and then you do some crazy thing when you go home because Pastor Ed told you to kill yourself. Okay, I'm not talking about killing yourself physically. Amen? How many understand that one? Okay, because, all right? So, because majority of Christians don't really know or have an intimate relationship with the Lord because they have not experienced that death process and resurrection that Paul speaks about here in this passage. Amen? And this is obvious by how the average Christian conduct himself in this manner of conversation. And when Paul is talking about in the old man, not Brother Wayne is an old man, but there's each one of us has an old man to deal with. The old nature being put to death, right? Remember, when you got saved, your spirit got saved, but the old flesh still needed salvation. Because Paul said that In 2 Corinthians, do we have it there? 2 Corinthians, there's nothing in there. 4:16, it says, therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away. Outwardly, our physical body are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Right? This body, the old man, not Brother Wayne, but the old man, the old nature, each one of us have an old nature. Each one of us, our spirit are saved because the Holy Spirit, quickening the Holy Spirit, but the old man, Brother Paul, there's still some old Paul inside of us. There's some old Pia inside of us. That's the thing that we need to remember and to remind ourselves that therefore we do not lose heart. Don't get crazy and tumble down in the street. But this is though outwardly we are wasting away our old nature, our old body. Look at the person next to you. Are they growing young or are they growing old? Are their hair are getting gray or somebody doesn't have no more hair, right? Because our outwardly we are wasting away, but yet inwardly our spirit, our our spiritual life are being renewed day by day. Can you say amen? Amen. Because the Holy Spirit and the Spirit, our spirit, are being renewed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And in Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, it says, and have put on the new man. See, there's a new man inside of you. How many believe that? There's a new man inside of you, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him, after the image of who? The image of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not the image of the kangaroo or the rambutan, but it's the image who created you. Amen. The image of him. The image of Jesus Christ that created him. Amen. There's a new man. In the first version of that verse, it says, you are living a brand new kind of life. Can you imagine that? Amen. You are living in a brand new kind of life. If you have a new car, how many of you have a new car? See, when you have a new car, you can smell the brand new smell. See that? Can you smell that brand new car smell? And the Lord has created you. He make new. Right? So you're new. There's a new person inside of you. When you receive Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit fill inside of you, that's why you are a new person. In the image of him, in the image of God who created you. You are a living brand new kind of life that is continually learning more and more of what is right. Amen? Continuing and learning more and more on what is right. And trying constantly to be more and more like Christ. Amen? God sent you that new person that you are creating. That you're getting new and new. And new like that you will be able at when Christ comes that he will reveal to you. To you the revelation of Jesus Christ. And be renewed in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. I don't think I put it there. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And Paul says, you need to renew and renew in the spirit of your mind. Romans 12, 2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, we need to renew our mind. Paul says, you need to. Because if you don't renew, how are you going to renew your mind? It's through his word. Amen? Through his word. If you just only get the verse in one day, you have to do it. You have to submerge your new man with the spirit, with the word of God. Amen? And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be proved what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God in your life. Amen? Amen. So you see, my brothers and sisters, when one part of you dies, another part of you will rise up. Amen? When your old nature
dies down, your new nature will rise up. And that's why John the Baptist said that I have to decrease so that he might increase. See, my life has to decrease so that he will increase in my life. In other words, Christ must increase, or I must decrease so that Christ will increase. Amen? So, this lesson that we're going to look up this morning, the first one that we're going to look up is how to kill yourself, myself. That's the thing that we're going to look up this morning. How to kill yourself. The first thing that we need to do is to reckon or to consider or to imagine that life, that our life, ourself is dead. To reckon ourselves. See, Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 13. I want you to turn. Do we have it there, Herb? Romans chapter 6. Are you there? Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 13. I'm just going to read it here. You have it? Chapter 6, verse 3 to 13. Okay, are you all there? Okay, we will wait. Because we need to look up here in the Bible. Are you all there? Okay. Chapter 6, verse 3 to 13. It says, verse 3, it says, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live in new life." Think about that. We don't really read that, you know, intently when we read that verse. But the Bible says that we were buried with Christ. That means we were there. Right, Sister Mai? When Christ was buried, Ed Fuentes was there too. Right? That's what you think? That's what you believe? Right? Nobody agree with me? No. Paul said, when Christ was buried, Brother Ray was there too. He was buried with Christ. And as Christ resurrected, you were also resurrected with Christ. Amen? Is that what you understand? So, I was buried there. Right, Sister Mai? Myla? You were buried there. Were you buried? So, when Christ was buried, because that's what it says there, right? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Right? So you're there. If you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you believe that Jesus Christ died for you in the cross, he paid for your sin, and that you were buried when Christ was buried, you raised from the dead. Amen? And that God gave you a new life. Amen? Is that right? And then he gave you a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. So, when we were united with him on his death, that we are also going to be united with him in the resurrection. Amen? So that means if you don't believe that you were buried with him, you're not going to be with him in the resurrection. Is that right? Because you have to die first. Amen? There's always a death. Man, because I'm responsible for you. When I tell you this is it, and then it's wrong, it's not in the Bible, I'm going to be held responsible. Right? If this is not, it's not here. So, if we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in the resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slave of sin. Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. So that means if we have died, we are free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also be live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has a mastery over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. And then verse 11, the same way, count yourself dead. Oh, count yourself dead or reckon yourself dead in sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you may obey its evil desire. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and to offer the parts of your body to him as instrument of righteousness. So now, Paul is saying that we need to die ourselves. We need to die to our sin, to the system of this world. You need to deny ourselves and take up the cross. Amen? But to do this, you must have the mind of Christ. Because the mind of Ed could not comprehend. The mind of Myra could not comprehend all of this. Your mind could not comprehend. But you need, the Bible says that you need to have the mind of Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, do we have it there? Chapter 2, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Amen? Are you with me? Because I don't have power. My mind is mixed up. You need to have the attitude should be the same as the mind of Christ. Are you with me? So Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, I had been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Wow. Is it? Hallelujah. So we need to renew our mind. But how are we going to renew our mind? We're going to renew our mind through his word, through the Bible. Amen? The life which I will now live. So what life do you are living right now? Is it the life of Ed Fuentes or your life? Or is it the life of Christ? The life of Christ who was that, who loves me and gave himself for me. Amen? To kill ourselves, you have to first consider yourself dead. How are you going to consider yourself? By renewing your mind. Because our life, our mind is not, cannot comprehend. Amen? Paul is referring not to the old life, but now to the resurrected life. Because now first you were dead, but now you're resurrected. When you renew your mind, now you have that resurrected life. There's a life, a new new body, a spirit that is resurrected, because the Bible says that the spirit that raised Jesus Christ is the same spirit that lives within you. Amen? Amen. It's the same spirit that lives within you. So not only how to kill yourself is to reckon or consider yourself dead. Number, letter B, put off the old man. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24, there is a death. You were taught with regards, is that we have it there? You were taught with regards to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitfulness desire. See, our old man is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Amen? Because if you allow the old man, I beat you, if you allow the old man to control your life, you are not here this morning. Amen? How many say amen? I beat you, you will not hear if you let the old man control your life. Amen? Because it's corruptive, it's by its deceitful desires. So, the Bible says that put off the old man, take control of the old man. Because if he not take control, he'll control you. Because right now there's two person inside, the old man and the new man. They're fighting with each other. Every morning when you wake up, they're fighting there. There's a conflict going on. There's crisis in there. Amen? So that's why you have to put it off. I was talking to my friend last night. You know what? He said, Pastor Ed, why is it that even Christian, you know, they have to struggle. They have to struggle in their life. And the sin is, I said, brother, it doesn't mean that you are free from sin. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be tempted because you're a Christian. Christian, there's the struggle. But how much more if you're not a Christian, if you don't believe that Jesus Christ, and if you don't believe that your sin has been forgiven? So there's no struggle, because that deceitful desire is going to be the one reigning in your life. Right? So that's why you might say, well, right, I'm better off that I'm not Christian because I didn't have to struggle anymore. But yeah, because there's only one person that reigns in your life. There's no competition. Was that Sister Pia? Help me. Amen? So there's that old man, that old person. But then the good news is that in verse 23, it says, to be made in the attitude of your mind and to put the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. That's a resurrected power. See, there's a resurrected power inside of you. Even though there's an old man, Nana Irina, there's an old man in there. But God, when you receive the new person, he has a resurrected power to overall, to fight back that old person inside of you. How many believe that you have that? You have that resurrected power. See, there's that resurrected life that is inside of you and me. But you need to reckon, you need to consider yourself. Amen? And to be made in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God. See, that new life that you have, it was created like God. Remember last week, when God commanded or mandated Moses, this is to go to the Pharaoh because you will speak like what? Like God. He's just like God for the Pharaohs. And the same thing you and me. There is that light that was created to be like God. To inside of you, that you able to come to that person and he will speak like God to them. Because you were created to be like God to other people. Amen? Are you with me? So you need to have that. Not only that to kill ourselves, is that to reckon or consider or to imagine that you are, that to kill yourself, to put that need to die to yours, to ourselves and to the sin, and that put off the old man and literacy is mortify. Dang, mortify. That's very, what do you call that, mortify? Morbid. Morbid. See, Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 10, it says, 3, 5, put to death, brothers and sisters, you know that the word that dominate in this message is that death. Put to death. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Now look at those things. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Greed, which is idolatry. Because of this, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways before, in the life you once lived. See, you used to live that kind. You used to do those things in your life. But now, you have been resurrected. You have been dead, remember? And then you were resurrected. So you don't do those things that you used to do before. But now you must rid yourself of all such things as this: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices. Since the old man has been taken off. Amen? So mortify, cast down, take it down. You smash those attitude, those things that you used to do before. Amen? You used to walk like that, but not anymore. That's what Paul is telling to the Colossians. You used to do those things before, but now you had been cleansed. And your old self was taken away. Amen? Not only mortify, not only to reckon ourselves, to put off the old man and to mortify. I want you to get all of this one. Letter D. Only can be accomplished if yielded to the Holy Spirit and allowing Him to weaken the flesh. Those things, those first three, I'm telling you, to reckon and to put off your old self and to mortify, to kill that old nature. All of those things it's not going to be done by your power, by my power. It's not going to be done by my prayer. It's only going to be done by that person that is inside of you. Amen? Without that person, without that new person there inside of you, you cannot do all of this. You cannot kill yourself. Can I hear an amen for that? Does anybody of you who is that new person inside of you? It's the Holy Spirit. Only can be accomplished and yielded through the Holy Spirit and allowing Him to weaken your flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, It says, so I say, live by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Live by the Spirit. Amen? It's allowing Him. And sometimes we have that conflict because we, the old nature, but God says, you know what? Let that new nature reign in your life. Amen? And allow the Holy Spirit. It says, I say, live by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Amen? So, to kill, how to kill ourselves? Number two is there is a spiritual resurrection. How does the resurrection take place once the death has occurred? Well, the scripture tells us that it was the power of the Holy Spirit. It was the power of the Holy Spirit. Each believer has a indwelling within them, the same power, the Spirit which does the renewing of our mind. In Romans chapter 8, verse 11, did I put it there? There we go. It says, and if the old of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives within you. Did you get it? Romans chapter 8. And if him who raised, who was at Romans chapter 8 verse 11? Can somebody read Romans 8 verse 11? Anybody? Brother Ken?
And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you.
See, the same Spirit that lives is the Spirit who raised Jesus Christ. It's the same Spirit that gives you life to your mortal bodies. Amen? The spiritual resurrection. So that you will be able, because you will be resurrected, there is a resurrected power inside of you. Amen? In Titus chapter 3, verse 5, do I have it there? It says, Titus says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing or regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. So it's not your work, brothers and sisters. It's the work of the Holy Spirit that is inside of us. So that when we go up to heaven, we cannot walk in heaven and be proud of myself. Oh, I saved that one. That one, it's my, oh, that one too. No. It's because it's the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So number, we have second spiritual resurrection. And then the third, the outside evidence that this has taken place. So now, Sister Mai, to Myra and Myla. So now, how do I know that I'm killing myself? I hear that song, killing me softly. And see, the Lord is killing us softly. Amen. But how do I know? How do I know that the old nature, the old man is being killed? The evidence that you killed yourself and been resurrected. First Peter chapter 1 verse 7 says, "These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." Wow, this is when Jesus Christ is revealed. This is now what do you call this now? Because Jesus Christ is revealed, right? We're talking about the rapture of the church, right? Now Christ is revealed. That's the rapture. So how do I know that? That means I will not know that I killed myself until the rapture, right? But I want to know now. No. Peter said, you have to wait till Christ comes. Amen? But this is, these have come so that your faith on greater worth than gold, your faith which is greater than gold. Why Peter compared gold and my greater faith? Because when you purify the gold, it has to go through fire, right? All the impurities will be burned. So compare that to our faith of greater worth than gold. It's greater than the worth of gold. That means what you're going through, that all of us, Sister Pia, all of us has to grow through fire. Is that right, Sister Mai? That all of us has to grow through fire. Because my faith is greater than the gold, that gold will grow through fire. Right? But then, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in the praise and glory. So when it comes back, that means because I did not step out from the journey that I have. Because sometimes when we go through fire, I said, you know what, forget I believing Jesus Christ, you get out. But it says if you continue, and it will result to a praise and glory and honor when He is revealed. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. That's because I stand firm. But the good news is that you don't have to work all of this. The Holy Spirit, God give us the Holy Spirit, the resurrected power. But the thing is, you have to wait to see whether. Amen. Sabihin, bitin mo yan, Pastor. But that's what Peter's version. Amen. And I believe that's how you're going to kill yourself. Anybody? Amen. So we'll stop it there. Amen. Shall we all stand? Oh, hallelujah. Do I have it there, verse 1 Peter chapter 5, Herb? No? Yes. Oh, we have it there. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. "And the God of all grace, who called to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong." Woo, look at that. And the God of all grace who called to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, wow, steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. I don't know, but I'm encouraged this morning. Amen. Just to know that God didn't save us and leave us alone. But he's working in each one of our lives. Amen. And we know that Christ is working in me, and he's inside of me. So this morning, if you don't believe that Jesus Christ died for you, and there's that somebody inside of you, there's that resurrected power that's living inside of you. If you don't believe that, I believe that you need to receive him this morning as your Lord and Savior of your life. If you have not accepted him, I believe this is the time, Sister Mai, right? This is the time, because he's not fooling around. And God is serious. And he doesn't want us to go home to be the same. He wants us to go home with the infilling of the Holy Spirit inside of us. Amen? Because that's the only person that can do the work that God wants us to do. With all of your eyes closed, if you have not received him as your Lord and Savior of your life, and you want that resurrected power inside of you, I just want you to just raise your hand or look at me. I will not embarrass you. If you're embarrassed when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe that when we receive Jesus Christ, it's time for us to rejoice. Amen? It's time for us to celebrate. Amen? And I believe that's the way how we should honor him. So, but this is what I want. I don't want to embarrass you. So with your eyes closed, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, just look at me and I will agree with you. And the rest, you deal with him, because you already have the resurrected power. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you. It's between you and him. Amen? So I want you to close your eyes and just look at me and just say, Pastor Ed, I agree. I need Jesus Christ. And I believe the Holy Spirit will help me to reveal Jesus Christ more and more every day of my life. Amen? So, with your eyes closed, just look at me and I will agree with you. Amen? Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the verse, the scripture that you brought to us, Lord, today. Father, we pray that as you kill us, Lord Jesus. I don't care about my old man. I want the new man, Lord. I want the old man to mortify, Lord God, to put to death. And I want that resurrected life to rise and be counted, Lord, as your servant, Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank you, God. Thank you for my sister, Lord, for receiving you as her Lord and Savior of her life, Lord God. Father, we pray for your Holy Spirit to come to her, Lord, and touch her, Lord, and fill her, Lord, with the life that is everlasting, Lord God. And Father, we thank you today. Thank you, God. Thank you for your message, Lord, that you have given to us, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, thank you for bringing us alive, Lord Jesus. Alive in Christ, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Oh, there's no other God, Lord. There's no other God except you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to you, Lord Jesus, the Savior of our life, Father God. And Lord, we thank you today. Thank you for bringing us, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.